Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 68, The First Principles and Ordinance of the Gospel Help Me Come into Christ.
Have you ever felt pricked in your heart like the Jews on the day of Pentecost? Maybe you did something you regret, or maybe you simply want to change your life. What should you do when you have these feelings? Peter's counsel to the Jews is found in Acts 2:38. Note how the first principles and ordinances of the gospel, including faith, repentance, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost, or what is sometimes referred to as the doctrine of Christ, affected these converts, as recorded in Acts 2:37-47. You may already have been baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. So how do you continue to apply the doctrine of Christ? Consider these words from Elder Dale G. Renland. We may be perfected by repeatedly exercising faith in Christ, repenting, partaking of the sacrament to renew the covenants and blessings of baptism, and receiving the Holy Ghost as a constant companion to a greater degree. As we do so, we become more like Christ and are able to endure to the end, with all that entails.
Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continually daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
The crowd of people who heard Peter were pricked in their heart, meaning that Peter's words had pierced them, bringing grief and remorse. As the people came to the terrible realization that they had crucified their Messiah, they may have feared that they had lost hope of salvation. Thus they cried out to the apostles in anguish, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Calling the apostles their brethren implies that they were already persuaded in their hearts of their need to repent and have faith in the Savior. The crowd's question, What shall we do? Demonstrated that they were beginning to have faith in Jesus Christ. In answer to this question, Peter taught the people that they needed to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The principles that were taught by Peter were declared by the prophet Joseph Smith to be the first principles and ordinances of the gospel, faith in Christ, repentance, baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost, and thereafter enduring in faith are essential to receiving the full blessings of the atonement of Christ.
Peter declared that the promise of remission of sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost was not for the apostles alone. These blessings are God's gifts to all who will repent, be baptized, and leave worthy of receiving them. Regarding the availability of the gift of the Holy Ghost, President Boyd K. Packer taught, In every language, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, guides or can guide every member of the church. Everyone is invited to come and repent and be baptized and receive of this sacred gift. No matter what trials await us, we can find the answer to that question. What shall we do? We and those we love will be guided and corrected and protected, and we will be comforted. I know the gift of the Holy Ghost, a sacred spiritual power, can be a constant companion to every soul who will receive it.
Now discuss with your family, how do you continue to apply the doctrine of Christ?
And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.